Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line. With a death wish, be right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Show talks a lot about movies and television. And you know, with TV shows, they do a previously on before the show begins, and if you're on a streamer, you can choose skip. You can choose the option to skip and the recap. Well, previously on this show, how we ended the show was discussing how, well, we were talking about a movie, but also how Jose Altuve wasn't going to play in the World Baseball Classic because the Astros requested him not to play, and he agreed with the request. Carlos Correa won't be playing in the World Baseball Classic either. This one has to do with insurance. He could not get his contract insured, and if he happened to get injured, which is something he does sometimes, his $31 million deal could go up in smoke. So you understand, Carlos Correa couldn't get that contract insured, so he won't be playing. And the reporting from Yahoo is that is the reason why Jose Altuve isn't involved either. That wasn't the reporting yesterday. The reporting was, as I said, that Altuve and the Astros came to an agreement. Well, apparently Altuve's contract, after the request was made by the Astros not to play, but they requested it due to the lack of insurance as well. It wasn't like, hey, injury related, although in some ways this is. It wasn't, hey, we're worried about you getting injured. We're worried about not being able to insure this, get this contract insured. So, hey, would you not play? So, two, you would say probably the Astros' two biggest stars, certainly their most noteworthy players, are not going to play due to insurance as opposed to something a little bit more interesting. So, there that is. No word on Yiner Diaz. Yiner Diaz had said in the past he wanted to play for the Dominican Republic. I can't find anything more recent than like sometime last April where he said he wanted to play. That there was something from Talking Baseball, one of a Facebook post saying Yiner's going to play for the Dominican Republic. I don't know, in the world where there isn't really great reporting anymore, at least in some ways, maybe they're just referencing back to his words from last April. So I don't know if Yiner can't get his contract insured either. But at the moment, the Astros seem to have been able, whether it be through active measures or just the logistics of insurance, they'll keep their players from playing in the World Baseball Classic.
Is Josh Hader going to play for Team USA?
I have not heard that he is.
If he wants to, he should. And Hunter Brown should be able to play for USA.
I would like it.
But I don't know if Yordan can play for Cuba or how that goes.
I don't know how that works for
but
him.
No, you can't play. And Isak Paredes can't play for Mexico.
So you're saying guys who appear to have rubber arms can't go play for the – or you just don't want guys competing against the U.S.?
I want the U.S. to win the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm Jim Crane, I'm exercising my power.
He's putting his thumb on the scale to make sure the U.S. team wins? So he's sending Hader and Brown. to go play, but keeping Altuve and Correa back.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I think the Dodgers should follow suit.
Is Venezuela really a threat to a potential World Baseball Classic title?
You never know.
What thumb can he put on the scale to keep Japan from sending their best players?
So that's where you have to appeal to the Dodgers.
Yes.
Like, please, can you collude with us?
I don't know that they're going to do that. Hey, don't you want to? Hey, Shohei's gone through some injury stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you want to keep him back?
Yamamoto was pitching every night.
Well, we know we don't have to be concerned about him. He just pitches. Doesn't matter.
That's why I don't want to win this tournament.
I know for the sake of the U.S., but as far as injuries, the Dodgers can't be that concerned. They ran him out there in back-to-back games to win a World Series. Let him go out there with that arm and not worry about it. Hey, let him pitch every game of the World Baseball Classic. Apparently does not matter when it comes to Yamamoto. So that happened. Two, the Astros won't have a couple of their stars in due to insurance. Chandler Rome, we'll get to him when we come back. He talked about, of course, the one major question for the Astros is what are they going to do with this infield? And we talked about it yesterday, saying, hey, why not just keep the guys, because you do have injury issues, and wouldn't it be great to have multiple guys who could fill in if someone gets hurt? Well, that may not be the plan for the Astros. So Hunter Brown, who does his podcast, we'll hear from him in a little bit in a little bit about that. The big story today, right, is Bill Belichick not making the Hall of Fame. And I think if anyone who's listened to the show, you would know that this show kind of takes a different approach to things that general sports media cares a lot about. I can't find the care for this. I can't do the quote tweet like a J.J. Watt or others, like Jimmy Johnson railed. Jimmy Johnson was quote tweeting things that had nothing to do with Bill Belichick to rail on this decision.
One of them was like a Kymie Fairbairn.
Yeah, Kymie Fairbairn field goal. He said, hey, what's the last thing on my timeline?
And he called people a-holes.
Let me quote tweet it and talk about Bill Belichick. I don't have that in me. I don't find it very interesting with the at least approach from some people that of course he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Oh, thank you for your insightful commentary. You are one of many. Look, I would say what we do here, whether it be on radio or television, people have egos, and they get, hey, part of it, hey, you think you're in a spot where you should be able to talk about sports and you think people should want to hear it. You have a bit of an ego. It could be small, it could be large, but in some ways you think what you have to say is pretty entertaining or important, even if it's not a conscious thought. I don't know that anyone has said anything in that line of thinking that anyone else hasn't said. Like, oh, the guy who's won 6 Super Bowls as a head coach and two as a defensive assistant should be in the Hall of Fame. Thank you. You're one of 20,000 people in your own profession who said the same thing. Maybe hold back. You have your voice. You have your social media platform. I guess go ahead and say it. But it's not a unique thought. Thank you for that. He's going to get in the Hall of Fame. So I asked this question this morning. I ask it of you, Sean, and anyone else who wants to chime in, 713-780-3776. We live in a city, and we root for a team that got crushed for cheating. People's characters were called into question. The franchise and its existence was called into question, and some guys are still catching it to this day, as long as they're still wearing an Astros uniform. They didn't get a title taken away, but they suffered some indignities. If the one indignity Bill Belichick suffers from this, other than paying a giant fine at the time, is to wait a year, I'm good with it. I'm good. I don't care. I wouldn't have cared if he made it in his first ballot. I don't care that he isn't making it on his first ballot. But if the one thing that comes from it is, yeah, you don't make it in your initial chance, you know what, that's fine. Now, do the people involved in the voting really have it out to get him, or have it out for him, and decide we're going to make him wait and wait and wait and treat him like Barry Bonds and others? I don't know if they have that in them. But my question is, when Spygate is a thing, even if you want to remove Deflategate from the equation, you say, hey, whatever, that was questionable. But if you go back to Spygate, it wasn't like the Patriots were some willing participant in helping in the investigation. The NFL requested to get all the tapes from that time period, and the Patriots said, no, we're not releasing the tapes. Treated it like the Snyder Cut, I guess. We're not giving you the tapes, and eventually the NFL had to just go in there and smash them all because they weren't going to get a chance to look at them. So I asked the question. If you knew that this was more than a one-year thing, let's just say, for the first 6 years of the Belichick run, they in some way, shape, or form were cheating their asses off, as opposed to this one-year time frame that we know about. Would it change your thoughts on his immediate Hall of Fame status? Like, if it was like, hey, we've got documented proof, and of course it's all speculation because the Patriots weren't very helpful, so we don't know how long they're actually doing it. We just know from the time that they got caught in, like, early September of December of 2007, and that led to the loss of a first-round pick, the fine to the franchise, the fine to Belichick. If we knew this had gone on longer, would there be such moral outrage that he's not in on the first ballot? Let's say, hey, we could say since 2002, they were cheating in some way, shape, or form, and it helped them in their run. Are we still good? But since we can kind of contain this into 1 year, we can go, so what? So what? What about all the titles he won after that? Which is a fine reason to say he should still be in, but do I know? And once you get caught cheating, doesn't it open up all the years? Because we know once the Astros got caught, Altuve with the buzzer. What about this year? What about 2019? It opened up a world where everything the Astros did was cheating related. Until Major League Baseball had to come out and go, actually, you know what? It was really only this time, and they didn't do it beyond this time, so cut it out. I am not bothered by him not being in. And this goes beyond my simple bias because I root for an AFC East team. It's a year. He'll probably get in next year. Honestly, get over it. And I say that kind of facetiously because I don't think that the people who are reacting, maybe outside of Jimmy Johnson, because if you're quote-tweeting Kyme Fairbairn kicking a field goal, maybe you really care. But J.J. Watt, Kyle Brandt, who went on NFL Network, you guys don't care that much.
No, this is 100% a week before the Super Bowl, the bye week of the Super Bowl. Like, all right, NFL Live has something to talk about for 2 days. Like,
that's all it is.
Like, yeah, like
you are
to be in. Yes, he should. Like, we can all use our brains and be like, yes,
sure.
Bill Belichick is one of the best coaches of all time.
But if you know it, if some of like it wasn't just one guy. Bill Polian, we'll get to him. How he says he wasn't involved, but actually can't really remember whether he voted for him in or not, which is interesting. If those guys decided, hey, a year, you miss out on first-time entry, I'm okay with it.
Big deal anyway,
as Gilbert would say.
All the reporting from it is, or I guess all the headlines are, Bill Belichick won't be a first-time or first-ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Like, even in the headline, there's an assumption that it's like, I mean, he's going to get in. Like,
right.
Like he's going
to
get in.
And if they choose, for whatever reason, to say, hey, you have multiple scandals on your resume, we're going to make you wait a year, while the reasoning you might find petty, I think it's fine. I'll allow it. Not that I have any power here. I'll allow those people who may feel there's a moral obligation with the Hall of Fame, which is always comes into question when we talk about baseball and other sports, about how bad guys get in as long as their on court or on field record is clean.
Yeah.
But guys who were choir boys off the field, but if they did anything on the field that caused them to question their morality, then they have to wait or not get in at all. Understand that back and forth. If all it is hey, Bill, you did some dirt. We're going to make you wait. We're going to put you on probation for a year. I'm good. I'm good with it.
I think that's what's going to happen with Altuve. Like, whatever. 10, 15 years from now when he is up for the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't think he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think Carlos Beltran getting in proves that he will get in.
Yeah, at some point. At some point.
Like, he will, if he gets, you know, whatever, 2,900, 3,000 hits, like, he'll just be a Hall of Famer. Same thing with Bill Belichick.
I see Keith and Chuck up there. You want to talk about the Belichick snub? You are more than welcome to call in about that or anything else. We'll get to those guys, anyone else after the break here.
But before we do that, it's nothing like earth shattering. I mean, it's something we all kind of assume, but it is official from Shams Charania.
Official?
Well, it's just the report is official.
Okay.
That Giannis is, quote, ready for a new home at the February 5th trade deadline. And so, or in the offseason. Oh, thanks, Shams. As several rivals teams make aggressive offers to the Milwaukee Bucks for him, the franchise is starting to listen. Why can't these guys like actually just commit, like the Bucks and Giannis just can't fully commit to like we will trade this guy.
Yeah,
or I want to be traded. He's ready for a new home.
This is something we all saw coming
for like a year.
Yeah, we knew this was a thing. Now it's almost officially a thing. Giannis will never officially ask for a trade.
Yeah, but this is as close.
But the Bucks, Giannis, and rival teams, as you heard, are going to try to get something done. We'll see if it happens by the deadline or does it go into the offseason. But we're at that point where an NBA superstar wants out and the bidding will begin. And we do have a report regarding the Rockets and a player they are not going to trade, at least before they knew Giannis was officially willing to leave. But we'll get to that. But we'll get to Keith and Chuck when we come back. But before we go to break, let's talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It's getting warmer, which is great for everyone. But if the cold left you with some problems with your pipes, the place to go to is Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Check out what they have to offer at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. So if you're noticing a leak or simply you want to be preventative, which is not bad, you want to get on top of a potential problem before it becomes a major problem, Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the place for you. Maybe you're looking for something to up the value of your home. They do remodels, but if it's something with the pipes, which you know can turn what is a great living space into a terrible one, you should call them. And, of course, you can find that number on the website at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That number is 281-488-6238. So use the website or use the number to get in touch with the people at Aqueduct Plumbing Company and let them take care of you. Whether it be a major job or a small job, they do it all. Remodels, new construction, maybe it's a gas piping thing you need to take a look at. They do that as well. They have contractors who've been doing this for a long time, and they're great at what they do, so why not take advantage of it? It's plumbing. You don't know what you're doing. I know I don't know what I'm doing. So if I had an issue, you heard John and Lance talk about it, you get to Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and Billy Brown and his people will help you out. So that's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 on YouTube.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Urlea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Urlea.
So let's get to the calls here. You can be next, 713-780-3776. Sean gave us the news that Giannis officially is willing to move on. I'm sure this won't be a long, drawn-out thing at all. I mean, the trade deadline is next week, so maybe we get a resolution there, or maybe we're talking about Giannis in the offseason, and we'll see. And, of course, while the Rockets don't feel inclined to make a move now, let another playoff failure happen. Things change pretty quick. Like, if they get knocked out in the first round again, all of a sudden there may be more of an inclination to go make a big move if Giannis is still on the table for our teams. But let's move to these calls here. Let's get to Keith first, and then we'll get to Chuck. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Dale, love the show. Still curious on where I fall in the caller rankings. I know yesterday you guys were discussing that on the early show. But the thing with Belichick, I completely agree. You know, he had Spygate, he had Deflategate, he had tampering, he had multiple other things, and then he also wasn't able to win anything without Brady. So if he's got to sit out a year or two, and it's implied that he still gets in, that's no big deal at all. Barry Bonds, Clemens, Pete Rose, and A-Rod aren't even in the Hall of Fame. They're probably not going to ever get in unless there's some type of, like, secondary, extensive, you know, Hall of Fame revote situation like how Jeff Kent got in this year. But if Belichick's got to sit out a year, no big deal. He's coaching with Petrino in Carolina. He's got a young girlfriend. Like, Deflategate and Spygate were big deals. Like, you know, they won Super Bowls, and those Super Bowls are still there. So, like, if he's got to sit out, he's got to sit out. You know, everyone's freaking out online. You know, LeBron's tweet, Mahomes' tweet. You know, I still think it would have made sense to throw him in year one. But if he's got to sit out by, you know, a little bit of a 1 year, 2 year punishment for what he did, that's fine. Cause you know, those four MLB guys are the best players of all time and they're not going to sniff the hall.
Appreciate the call, Keith. I am on a committee as far as ranking the callers. So I can't reveal what our actual decision is. We're still working through some of the data points. Maybe this call is the final data point to rise in your ranking on the final weekend.
Sounds like we have a March Madness bracket to make.
Potentially. And
the John and Lance
call. maybe we'll do that. I don't disagree, man. Money, draft picks, and shame, I guess, were the things they had to deal with, nearly two decades ago. Robert Kraft is still waiting on his Hall of Fame call. People think Jerry Jones is involved in keeping him out, which would be very funny. Just rich dudes just playing games with each other. But as far as this, take a seat for a year. I don't get the outrage. I think everything's going to work out for Bill Belichick. I don't know if you have noticed. Life's been pretty good for him, other than, you know, coaching in Chapel Hill. That hasn't gone that great. He'll be fine. What are we overreacting to? Not getting in the first opportunity he could. Everyone knows that we all have bigger problems, even sports related bigger problems. Like, I feel worse about Bucks fans and their feelings than I do about Bill Belichick. Like, they're gonna lose their franchise player. Feel bad for them. Bill Belichick and his grumbling. I know he cares about his legacy. I know he wants to surpass Don Shula for the most wins all time, at least in the regular season. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen. So I guess another L for Belichick. Doesn't take many. He'll be all right, everybody.
He took a lot this year.
Well, not a lot of NFL. Not a lot of NFL L's he's taken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If it's...
The ACC is a different animal.
Yeah, I mean, the national finalists couldn't even win the ACC. They had to steal the ACC champions quarterback to win the conference.
Every week.
Yeah, I mean, going from SMU to Cal... It's a tough road.
It's
tough. And then you maybe start your year in Palo Alto. It's going to happen on a Friday night. Let's get to Gary here. Gary wants to talk about Josh Allen's new OC. What's up, Gary?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to get to the Allen point, but the main thing about Belichick right quick, if you, not the cheating, you thumb your nose up at reporters just doing their job, you are a jerk to those reporters, and some who've had votes. So you can't be a jerk and then come back and then say, woe is me or whatever. They're teaching him a lesson. And when you're rich, you got all the money in the world. The only thing that brings you back down is shame. And I'm not saying he's going to get in next year, which he probably will, but they control the cards. And they're going to dictate, not him. And I think that's just retaliation. But as far as Josh Allen and the OC, the guy was sitting there crying at the end of the game. And I heard you earlier, Dale, and you're right. It was a mistake. They didn't upgrade. You kept this guy, the OC, because he was friends of Josh. It, unlike Jalen Hurts had to go through six or seven different coordinators, not that many. With Allen struggled every year, but 1 year, they handed him the MVP. I don't think he would pick up on another offense that fast and not be as careless with the ball still. So he wanted that safety blanket that Peppermint Patty or somebody takes with them. On the Charlie Brown. He needed that safety blanket. He'd take Linus or whoever takes that little blanket with them because he can't do what Hurts or those other guys who lose coordinators every year do. He's not that resilient. He's got double-digit interceptions every year. So bad move is not going to help him. It's going to help his little ego or going to help him stay a little stable with offensive play calling, and they don't have to put a whole other offense in, because God forbid if they did that, he would be running around with it like a chicken with his neck cut off. Thank you.
Thank you. To Gary's point, there have been two seasons where Josh Allen didn't throw double-digit picks, 2024 and way back in 2019. Other than that, he's a guy who throws plenty of interceptions. Yeah, I talked about this morning with John Lanch, and the discussion was about whether Joe Brady was a Josh Allen hire, and do you need to placate Josh Allen because of who he is as a player and what he's done for Buffalo. Do we remember when Mike McCarthy got fired and they hired Matt LaFleur? The assumption was LaFleur and Rodgers could butt heads because LaFleur wanted it done a certain way and Rodgers might want it done a different way. And, of course, Rodgers, known as the headstrong quarterback, legend in the making, Hall of Famer, likely first ballot, unlike Belichick, and he had already won a Super Bowl. And you know what? Matt LaFleur got in there, didn't come in as clearly Aaron Rodgers' friend, and Aaron Rodgers had a second prime with Matt LaFleur. So placating the quarterback just because he's your franchise doesn't always mean you're making a good decision. And did the McDermott, which was one of the talking points in the conversation this morning, did the McDermott messaging get stale? That's what I guess some NFL people said. I'm sure if you're talking to the Buffalo execs who won the, if there was a power struggle, who won the battle, and with McDermott getting fired and Brandon Bean getting promoted, they might say, hey, the team had tuned him out. I don't see any on-field evidence of that. When a team is beat up as they were, particularly defensively, and talent deprived as they were on the defensive side of the ball, were Josh Allen turnovers away from getting to an AFC title game, and considering what the Patriots have looked like offensively, maybe make the Super Bowl for the first time under McDermott and Josh Allen. I don't see the evidence that they had tuned him out. Even if that may be the case, but the play on the field looked like a team who was more than capable of making a Super Bowl. But much like we've talked a little bit here about whether the Texans had to make a move, someone had to pay for the offensive or at least the quarterback regression for C.J. Stroud in the playoffs. Doesn't look like that's going to happen unless Jerod Johnson takes a job outside of the building on his own accord. Someone had to pay in Buffalo. I just don't know why it's Sean McDermott when you are simply promoting the OC, who, if you go by history of the NFL, that move isn't going to work out. John read off a list as we were closing out the show of all the guys who were on staff and were promoted once the head coach got fired. I think Doug Marrone is the most notable because he made an AFC title game, but he had an awful record in Jacksonville. It's a bunch of misses. Buffalo, not a student of history. Maybe they're the exception. I'm just not sure that Joe Brady was the right choice when you're firing a guy and all he did was win games for you. Thank you, Gary, for the call. We'll go to break with that. 713-780-3776 is the number. Of course, Belichick news is out there if you want to get in on that. We've got the Rockets tonight against the Spurs. Wimby versus Alperen Şengün. Love that. Love to watch that matchup. We'll see who gets the better of it tonight. Also, while Giannis is looking to be on the move, the Rockets won't be, at least they say, they won't be including this player in any trade talks. And it's interesting considering his contract situation. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So, Sean, the person on the phone on hold told you to tell me that he was on hold?
He told the intern.
Oh, told the intern.
I don't think he knows the person on hold.
I guess the person on hold said, hey,
don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am? Tell Dell I'm waiting. Let me on.
I think that's how.
You know, let me.
I didn't hear it, but I think.
Let me ask you. I was going to talk about a Rocket who is someone they're not going to trade, and I was going to get into how his contract makes their unwillingness to trade him pretty interesting, at least a potential future contract. Do we talk about that, or do we bring on Raheel and let him take the show wherever he might want?
Let's just let him take the show wherever he might want. And
okay.
We can get to the interesting Rockets.
I want to be a hardened sports show where we button down and get into the nitty gritty of the sports that we love to watch every night. But apparently I got to bring on a Raheel and add to the haven of nonsense. What's up, Raheel?
What's up, Deli Bear? How are you? Shawnee Bear, how are you as well?
I'm just glad to be included.
Hey, you've earned it. I do want to talk hard sports here, okay? But first, how am I not in the intern introduction binder? How dare that intern ask me who?
You said Raheel, and like that intern's supposed to know who you were?
Yeah. He's like, how do you spell it? The first thing you should do when interns are onboarded is to give a history of the guest, of the show, of the vibe, and I should be in there. Page 3, probably.
I wish you would save your corporate talk onboarding for a different show, first off. And secondly, I don't handle that. That's the Joe George thing. He's the onboarder for the interns, if that's a word I can use.
Well, Dell, stand up for yourself and say that when you onboard these interns, they should know.
Stand up for myself.
The history of
you're
my
the one
show.
With the problem. Stand up for myself. This had nothing to do with me. This is your ego talking.
This is my ego, but it's reflected through the fact that you're not standing up for yourself.
No, it does. It has nothing to do. I don't know if you've met
we
me.
We have to stand up for ourselves.
I don't know if you've met me. I'm pretty much live and let live, particularly when it comes to people knowing or not knowing who you are. What does that matter to me?
It shouldn't matter to you. I'm your friend.
No, I've never said that was the case. That's another thing.
I mean, acquaintances.
I will onboard the interns and the listeners on this. Ain't no friends in this business.
That's true. Ain't no friends in this business. Perfectly said. Okay, Rockets Spurs tonight. I need to get your opinion on Wemby's skin-tight bald fade / he just went bald, like Monk here.
It's not a bald fade.
I can't. No, it's not a fade, though.
It's not a fade at all. It's just
It's just bald.
Yeah, like, now it's growing out. He's got a wicked widow's peak.
What? How do we feel about this? And particularly you, because I can't comment on this.
But you can ask me about it, but you can't comment on it. Okay.
You being a French black man,
well,
how do you feel about this?
I have, if you say olaleye in a certain way, maybe it does sound French. Who knows? How do I feel about Wimby's haircut?
Yeah.
I mean... when he has his hair out, it's not like it's the tightest cut ever. It's not like he has a guy coming to his house every week and cleaning it up. It's not unkempt ever. We know he takes some care, and he's not Kevin Durant, who doesn't run a brush through his hair. I would say what he has now, it needs an edge up, but he's French.
It needs something.
But we don't care. Right? He's French, so we don't really care. Like, we know.
Okay. Which one would you rather have? The, like, awkward, bald look that he's rocking or the Kevin Durant one that you brought up?
Well, Kevin Durant is purposely doing things to make himself look unkempt with the hair and the lack of lotion. Now he has a lotion ad we haven't played yet where he reads mean tweets about him being ashy. We'll play that a little bit later. So I would probably rather go with the Wimby look, because even with it growing out, it still looks better on his head than what is going on with Kevin Durant. So I would go with the Wimby look. Because
when
go ahead.
When you go into a barbershop, what are you like? What do you tell them? Like, hey, give me the usual. What's your instruction for your haircut?
It really depends on, and you know, some people get the same thing every time. I am not one of those people. I just taper if that's what I want at all. All over low as you get older, you notice thin spots, so you keep it lower than you might have kept it when you were in your 20s, and a low taper, and that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha. Now are you allowed to say where you go for your haircuts? Like, do you want to put that out there?
That's between me and my barber. It's a sacred it's a sacred bond that we have, unlike the one I have with you.
Okay, it's a sacred bond. Because people will ask me online, like when I post.
Well, I know who cuts your hair, unless it's changed.
It's changed. It's not my mom anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, my mom cut my hair for the longest time. She was a beautician. It's not like you're just randomly cutting my hair.
Run a Flobee in a bowl over his head. It wasn't that. That was actually her job.
She, you know, because of age, you know, this happens to all our parents, right? They get older. Mm-hmm. They lose a step, and they're just not as sharp anymore when it comes to important things like haircuts. And I switched back in 2019. Do you remember when I had that, like, German fade deal?
Yes.
It was like a Proud Boy look, almost.
Yes.
Yeah, so I switched back then, and then I found a lady near me. She's great. So, like, when I go in, she's always, like, just the usual, right? I'm like, yeah, I don't think I can experiment anymore at 40. Like, I think those
you
days
don't,
are
aren't
gone.
You at a – well, you're on TV. You're on video with your calling of matches, UFC mixed martial arts. So that might play a part. But you're all locked in, two kids, a wife. Why can't mm-hmm. you why couldn't you change it up every now and again? What's the difference?
I think consistency is key when it comes to, like, UFC stuff. Like, you have to look a certain way. I did go with the mohawk, or not the mohawk, like the, what was it? The mullet mohawk for a while, and yep. I liked that look. My wife did not like it.
Okay.
She was just like, I can't be seen in public with you like this. Mm. I don't know why. I think she felt threatened because I looked way too young, and... You know, there's just
so
like,
it looked like it was a May-December romance?
Yeah, like it was a weird dynamic.
There's too big
there.
Of an age gap between
woman,
her and you.
Yeah, like why is this woman? And my wife doesn't look her age either. She looks younger, but I mean, you know her, obviously.
Yeah.
You've seen her pictures. But it still looks kind of odd when a guy walks in with this beautiful mullet looking like Eddie Guerrero.
Sure.
And then... You know, a project manager with two kids.
Well, I mean, depending on your profession, it could be justified. Like, if you were a wrestler or a fighter, it will work. We see those guys. They don't look most buttoned down. And if they have a significant other, they would look different just walking around. But, yeah, I get it. You kind of want to match. You want that to be matching. And then she mm-hmm. has to explain who is this and why has he got that haircut. I get it.
Okay, last question for you. And this is a real sports one, okay?
I'm sure it is.
I saw the Giannis news. I heard Sean break it, which congratulations, Sean broke news. That's amazing. You know, you heard it first on ESPN Houston because of Sean, so that's awesome.
Thank you.
Giannis wants a trade. Does he accept a hometown discount and come to Houston because of the Greek festival?
Hometown discount? What do you mean? It's the Bucks who'd have to accept it, right? What do you mean he's accepting a hometown discount?
No, like when he eventually gets here, is he going to take a new contract?
Of course.
He's coming here.
He's not taking he's not taking a hometown discount. He's going to get the match.
Why not? There's two Greek festivals here.
I don't know that matters.
I think that's a huge thing.
So what are they going to feed him? They're going to make it up in gyros? What do you mean?
In Luka Montes,
how many would those take to make up for, I don't know, the $40 million he turns down? How many?
Unlimited supply.
Okay.
Okay. Wouldn't you rather accept the honey balls over a tree or whatever Kawhi was getting?
But no, Kawhi wasn't getting a tree. He was getting paid to not talk about trees. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So if the Greek festival wants to supplement Giannis' salary off the books, go right ahead. But it won't be in food and in free tickets.
Could you imagine if the Greek festival was like, yes, we got you.
Yeah, so
we've got 20 million.
They want Giannis here so bad that they just hand over 20 million. And he may or may not talk about them when the time comes around. Just depends.
A Suvlaki plate. This is like every time he gets one, he picks it up and there's 20 million under there. Like
sure. Sure. I'm sure that's a good business plan. You know,
I think it works.
Well,
and I think you trade Şengün, and then now you become the hate of all of Turkey as well.
You want that type of heat? Although I think from what I can tell online, the Turkish fans who are big Şengün fans wouldn't mind getting him away from İmey. I see a lot mm-hmm. of İmey getting crushed. They got at least one account got mad because they said Alperen got rushed back before he was ready. So I don't know from... that they wouldn't be fans of a trade to Milwaukee to get him away from İmey. Now they haven't got a taste of Doc Rivers yet. They won't like that at all.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Şengün fans will not like Doc Rivers.
Huge Turkish population in Milwaukee.
You may be making that up. I don't know. Even if you're correct.
No, for real.
If you're correct on that, I don't know that the online fans of Şengün or the in Milwaukee fans of Şengün are going to like what Doc Rivers does. I think that's not going to fly with them.
Have you really not heard about how Milwaukee is called the Istanbul of the Midwest?
All right, enough. What else do you want to talk about before we go? The Istanbul of what?
The Istanbul of the Midwest.
I've
which is the, yeah.
Oddly enough, I've not heard that before.
You need to get out more, brother.
I mean, I did hear that Cincinnati. Well, I will apologize for that, but I did hear that Cincinnati is the Karachi of Ohio.
It actually is. Yes. The Karachi of Ohio. Huge, huge Pakistani population in Cincinnati.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Okay, last thing.
I thought this was that thing was the last thing, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was my last thing, but this is just a little, you know, post-credit scene for you.
Got
all
it.
Right?
Raheel Ravdali will return.
I will return in the Avengers Doomsday movie.
Yes.
Along with every single person, it seems like. Every week, there's a new one. What are they like? Why don't they just say, hey, guys, all of your favorites are going to be back. We messed up. Sorry, Captain America. He'll be back.
The real one.
Not the black one.
They're like, the real one. Don't worry. Yeah. Steve Rogers
don't
will
worry,
be back.
Guys.
Yeah.
Not the black
Stop
one.
Stop yelling at
the
us
white
about
one
this.
Can be back.
Yeah.
Sorry. And he's a dad this time. We know you guys love dads. Dads are in right now. Oh, yeah. Iron Man, he'll be back somehow, some way. For sure. He's in. Guys, we messed up. Okay. Sorry for putting the little Pakistani girl on your screen, although she will be back as well, I think. And
I believe she will be in one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your final thing? Now, I'm sorry I got you onto the Marvel thing.
Okay. Bill Belichick, the Hall of Fame snub. I think it's time that he has enough power and enough leverage to create another Hall of Fame, okay? Like a competing Hall of Fame that truly honors the greatness, the cheating, the Spygate, Deflategate, all of that. We will take you with all your blemishes. A new Hall of Fame started by Bill Belichick. Why not?
Who are the first ballot guys? Barry Bonds,
Roger. Mm-hmm. Put Altuve in right now because you know they're going to hold that against him for whatever reason, even though he didn't cheat and was not part of the actual cheating.
Do you have to be a great player or someone who just did a lot of cheating?
I think you can be a good player. But you've got to be great when it comes to bending the rules. We don't call it cheating.
Okay. Yeah, so the entire SEC goes in?
Yeah. Nick Saban. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, how did Ricky Williams wind up at Texas from San Diego? Question should be asked. Maybe Mac Brown goes in?
It's a nationwide.
Or was it McAvick?
Excuse me.
Was it McAvick? It was the coach at the time?
It was McAvick.
Oh, McAvick. Okay. McAvick goes in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was part of Southwest Conference at Texas.
Ricky Williams, known Texas fan since he was a child in.
Yeah.
So
You see that video? I think it was like the behind the scenes of the Heisman House. And they were talking about it was him and a Robert Griffin III talking about the schools they went to. And Robert Griffin, from San Diego, huh? How'd you wind up in Texas? What car did you get? And Ricky was like, hey, shh. No, Ricky was laughing and didn't really want to talk about it. So it's a thing. Look, great players find their way to schools that you might not have ever imagined because of bags. It's fine. Now they're out in the open. Raheel, did you want to do something else? You got another bit, or are we going to break?
No. We got to go to break, man. But first, you got to tell me about what?
Nothing. It's just going to break.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't have to set me up for anything.
Let's get this going.
Sorry, I got a monument maybe an hour or two, or maybe not, but we don't have to go to break. I mean, I don't have to read a live spot. I got to go to break.
Okay. So then maybe the Bending the Rules Hall of Fame should be a sponsor on your show when they officially get going with Bill Belichick.
I would welcome that whenever this hypothetical fantasy of yours comes to fruition. Yes, Bill Belichick, if you want to grunt your way through an ad during my show, go right ahead.
Best city to start the Bending the Rules Hall of Fame?
A city, Washington, D.C.?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Always breaking rules to get
Chicago.
Corruption in Chicago is a thing, too.
If you're not breaking the rules, then what are you doing in Washington?
Yeah, you don't survive.
Okay, I like this. And put it on the National Mall. Put it tucked away a little bit so you can go to the Smithsonian, and then you go to the Bending the Rules Hall of Fame.
Well, then it's open to politicians as well. I thought it was going to be just sports. If we're putting it there, every politician we've ever heard of, except for Mondani, of course, completely clean.
No, he wouldn't be there.
Yeah,
no.
He would never.
Not Mondani.
Never him.
No. He would give everyone free tickets, and then it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, bad business model.
Thank you, Dell. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, intern.
Thank to the intern for not knowing his name. You don't need to really remember it. It's not that important. But Raheel Ramzanali, thank you for joining us. You can listen to Raheel at some point when one of John and Lance aren't here. I'm sure that'll happen again at some point as well. All right. we'll go to break with that. If you want to get us back on in stride and on topic, if you got a hard sports issue you want to talk about, you don't want the nonsense you just heard for 15 minutes to continue, I welcome your call, 713-780-3776. In the meantime, before your next call, we'll get to this. The Rocket, who maybe not untradeable, but not on the trade block. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.